from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama wraps up 3 days in Nairobi today with an address to the people of Kenya that's expected to highlight the emotional impact of his visit to his father's homeland. From Nairobi, Mr. Obama flies to Addis Ababa as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Ethiopia. Azeem is a resident of Addis Ababa, and he says he's grateful for Mr. Obama's visit, which he believes will show the world Ethiopia has great potential.
Ethiopia, not good, not bad. Mm-hmm. It's the developing country. It's a developing country. And then we are poor society. We need to grow other countries, just like other countries.
On Monday, Mr. Obama will meet with Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn. Then Tuesday, he will visit the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maruna killed at least 10 people Saturday, came 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20. No one's claimed responsibility for either set of bombings, but authorities say the blast appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria, while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout the vast area of northern Syria. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country's security operations will continue as long as necessary. PKK sources say the 2013 ceasefire with Turkey is basically over. This is VOA News. Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. Exiled President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi asked Saudi King Salman for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of humanitarian as well as medical aid to the people there who are in need. An Australian male nurse, 39-year-old Adam Brookman, is facing terrorism-based charges for allegedly supporting the militant Islamic State group fighting in Syria. The father of five has told Australian media he went to Syria as part of a humanitarian mission where he was forced to join the terrorist group after he had been wounded. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea have been taken to Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to a port on Norwegian and Irish vessels as part of the EU's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain.
We'll be working closely with the Italian Marine Rescue and Coordination Center, and we'll be here and deployed until towards the end of September.
The latest arrival of migrants comes just days after 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned in the sea off the Libyan coast. Federal judge in the U.S. city of Los Angeles has ruled that the Obama administration's detention of illegal immigrant children and their mothers violates a 20-year-old court settlement under the 1997 settlement. Immigrant children who arrive in the U.S. illegally and without a parent must be held in a place that looks like and operates like a licensed daycare center. The lawyers, the immigration lawyers who brought the suit, say they were run more like prisons. More than 6,000 athletes from around the world gathered in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports on the games, which got underway Saturday and continue through August the 2nd.
The Special Olympics torch, called the Flame of Hope, is nearing the end of its journey of thousands of kilometers. It is part of a fundraising effort for the Special Olympics movement by law enforcement agencies. The opening ceremony for the Games will be held at the opening site of the 1984 Summer Olympics, the Los Angeles Coliseum. The Special Olympics Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. The last were held in Athens. Competition features 25 sports, from aquatics to track. The Games were started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of President John F. Kennedy, and the movement has grown to include millions. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.